So kind of like I said, that the divide and conquer and the division of labor. And I think we'll see a natural progression from a lot of different tools and softwares in this manner. We've talked about how a lot of SaaS products are likely just going to become agents that you interact with in the near future. But even more so, they'll probably break down those initial agents that are just going to be basically wrappers of these large language models. And instead of just representing the product as a whole, there will probably be individual agents for each aspect or feature or product offering that you have within your app. Each of them will have individual agents responsible and solely trained and an expert on those products and services. And I truly believe that we're going to see similar deployment strategies from other SaaS companies as well. And it shouldn't just be limited to SaaS companies. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with a bite-sized AI tool highlight today. And the news I want to talk about is the new Replit feature called the AI Assistant. We have talked about Replit a lot on this show. Replit is an AI-powered coding environment and coding tool. The flagship or kind of core product has been their Replit agent, which essentially acts as your software developer. You can prompt it to build you apps or tools or web interfaces. It was one of the earliest examples of an AI agent software developer that we had. And we talked a lot about it in the use case of building out free tools, or at least building out a roadmap for free tools to then pass along to freelance developers or in-house developers. You can get a project a good portion of the way to completion using something like Replit Agent, now the AI Assistant as well. And then by bringing in human developers to kind of take it over the finish line. So using these tools as marketing assets, or to create these tools as marketing assets and lead generators, and Replit just got that much better with the introduction of this new AI assistant. Compared to the Replit agent, it's a little bit different, and the two of them are actually designed to kind of work in tandem, an AI agent team up, if you will. The primary purpose of the Replit assistant is to provide error fixing and code improvement and code optimization. It's significantly cheaper to run with just a 5 cent per edit request pricing structure compared to the 25 cent checkpoint limit for the agent. And it's actually free with some limited features, but for advanced access, you are going to have to sign up for a core subscription. If you have been using the agent, you already have a subscription, so that shouldn't be too much of an issue for you. That basic free assistant can answer questions using any knowledge base or code base. It also has access to the Replit documentation, and you do get some limited functionality. But with the advanced assistant, you get the additional ability to propose and automatically apply code changes. So it can actually go the extra mile for you after suggesting or finding errors, and it will fix them in the code. So the key capabilities are going to be those code modification and optimization features, with the ability to focus also on micro aspects of what you're designing, like individual UI elements and the styling of individual sections of your tool or project or app, which was something that's challenging when initially with the Replit agent, in my experience anyway, when you're trying to build a very robust and large tool or app. The agent is almost trying to apply too much context to the individual little tasks that you're assigning it. So the ability to focus down, I think, is really, really powerful in this assistant. And it will be your assistant in analyzing and summarizing code bases and technical details of other tools or different tools like APIs that you might need to call. And the next feature is really cool, and I think really also has some interesting potential, and that's the ability to integrate with workflows, triggering automatic code changes or restarting certain workflows within Replit, or customizing the behavior of your agent through personalized prompting, which sounds really powerful. One of the primary limitations of the assistant, and this is very much by design, and it's probably a good thing, is that it's not going to be able to access the secrets, quote unquote, that you have stored within the Replit agent. And for anybody unfamiliar, these are like the API keys that you use in your development and in your projects within Replit. It also will not be able to run shell commands, which is good. You probably don't want too much command line interaction going on with early AI agents and assistants, early ones for sure anyway. But let's talk a little bit more about the pricing. Again, if you are a core subscriber or a team subscriber, you're going to receive monthly credits as part of your subscription. And that's kind of how the entire Replit pricing structure works. The Core subscribers are going to receive $25 worth of monthly credits, and team subscribers will receive $40 of monthly credits per user. And like I said, these credits are going to apply to not just the assistant usage, but also any other Replit cloud services that you may be using. So if you're hosting your apps or doing any sort of additional cloud services with Replit, these credits are basically the catch-all for anything within the Replit platform, including the agent. So really, this is kind of an augmentation of that already very impressive Replit agent. The combination of the assistant and the agent really turns this into an even more comprehensive AI-powered development environment, and optimize it in a way that I think is really creative and is definitely going to affect other softwares in the future. And that I think there's really going to be like a division of labor or a divide and conquer approach with these agentic systems. For instance, the agent in Replit, the Replit agent is going to handle the project creation and the deployment, kind of the heavy software engineering and lifting, while the assistant is going to kind of focus on the code improvement and maintenance and optimizations, the smaller details of the project, almost like a project manager who's very adept at coding still. So kind of like I said, that the divide and conquer and the division of labor, and I think we'll see a natural progression from a lot of different tools and softwares in this manner. We've talked about how a lot of SaaS products are likely just going to become agents that you interact with in the near future. But even more so, they'll probably break down those initial agents that are just going to be basically wrappers of these large language models. And instead of just representing the product as a whole, there will probably be individual agents for each aspect or feature or product offering that you have within your app. Each of them will have individual agents responsible and solely trained and an expert on those products and services. So in this case, Replit originally had just the one agent, but then they said and decided to break up that workload, which only makes sense. That's what you do if you're working with a human team of developers and building out human teams. And I truly believe that we're going to see similar deployment strategies from other SaaS companies as well. And it shouldn't just be limited to SaaS companies. Everybody should be at least exploring the idea of building out an AI employee team, or at least testing it in some way, piloting some sort of AI agentic or AI employee, or even just virtual assistants for your employees. I think that's a great place to start. It's something that can empower and enable your employees to focus on more important tasks for not only them that they enjoy, but your business as well. And this building out of AI teams and departments is something that I'm extremely interested in at Digital Pop, my digital agency. So if anybody is curious or just wants to talk about and gab about potential agentic AI employment solutions, I am always game. But that's going to do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit the subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye. Oh, 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 oh